With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Passenger train service from Jim Thorpe in upstate PA through the scenic Lehigh Gorge returns this weekend. There's been a resolution of an amusement tax dispute with town officials. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
The popular Reading Blue Mountain and Northern Railroad nostalgic train rides will be back Saturday, just in time for Jim Thorpe's Winterfest celebration. The rail operators suspended the service back at the end of November after Jim Thorpe officials demanded payment of some $100,000 in amusement taxes. During the past several weeks, talks between the railroad, the community, and Carbon County officials brought about a resolution. Chris Barrett is president and chief executive officer of the Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau.
We couldn't be more thrilled that an amicable agreement was worked out, and the trains are rolling once again back into Jim Thorpe.
Barrett says the trains provide tens of millions of dollars in economic benefits to the town and to the region as a whole. In a statement, Andy Muller Jr., owner of the railroad, says, "We're pleased to resume service to and from Jim Thorpe and put the amusement tax issue behind us." Mark Abrams, KYW News Radio.